Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence, motivating, inspiring, creator of all good things and the restorer of us and humanity in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. It's Psalm 105 and it's verses 1 to 3.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name and make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name, let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Hallelujah. Because here you're speaking about the Creator, the God that has made us, the God has got plans for us, destiny, and the God that has restored us in Jesus in every way. So just turn to Isaiah there, my sweetie. And so the word prophesies here in Isaiah 43, it's speaking about Jesus. But remember, what is spoken about Jesus is also spoken about us, because as my Father has sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. And just as Jesus is a witness, we are also witnesses now that we have been called home, and we, as we stay in the light and develop on schedule, we are also the lights in the world. Just as Jesus is the river in the desert, the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, we also rivers in the desert and shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Why? Because the word of God says so. He says we are co-heirs. We are married. We are part of the vine. The branches and the vine flow together. And that's how we're able to bear much fruit. And yet it says in Isaiah 43 so beautifully, you are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know, believe me, and understand that I am him. And this is what Jesus witnessed, you know, that he knows the Father is with him, he believes him and he understands him, and so he stays in the boundaries of what is revealed to him. And then he goes on, before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed. There was no foreign, no strange God among you. You are my witnesses, declared the Lord, that I am God, and I am God. And then also, 44, what's that, verse 8? Fear not. So one thing about this, that God giving us the witness of Jesus, giving us the testimony of Jesus, one thing is clear: fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no rock, I know not any. Amen. So it's beautiful. God from the beginning has told us not to fear. We've got a good God. And then so beautiful, that prayer that Gerald sent us from the original Aramaic. Oh, how do you say it? Well, whatever. And that is the Our Father prayer. And there you can just see again the heart of God. And I like how Jesus starts a prayer. He says, your Father knows what you need, and therefore pray like that. So this Our Father prayer gives us everything we need to be the witnesses, to give evidence of the goodness of the Lord that is now for the land of the living. And so we can say, just like John, and just like all the disciples that became apostles, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And whatever we write and whatever we say and whatever we do comes from them. Amen. They have taken hold of our lives, and we are dedicated to it, and they are flowing through us. So we've just translated that prayer in we've put it now in place, more or less. We're not sure of some of the points where you can see the original language, and wow, it is deep. Eh? It is so beautiful, and it's telling you exactly what God is doing. There's a God-created vacuum that he's made in us, so that we can know him and experience him, and so untangle the threads, the cords of our destiny, our purpose, and then also help other people also then untangle their threads that bring them problems, because it's the demonic influence moving them away from their destiny. So yeah, have a look at the prayer again and be encouraged. Our God is good, our God is big, and he started a wonderful work in us and he will complete it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to tell of your wondrous works and bear much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.